This is a dictation for office visit and procedure. Elandus Young, E-L-A-N-D-U-S, Y-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is 7/17/1958. Date of accident 1/17/2022. Date of service is 1/26/2024. The patient is here for a procedure and also for a office visit. He was last seen on 1/8/2024 for regular visit. He is suffering from pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 8 to 9, with difficulty in forward flexion and abduction to around 100 degrees, beyond which severe pain results. Complaints of severe pain in the right knee, which is around 5, neck pain is 7, and lower back pain is 10. Off and on, he has a radiation of pain to the posterior vertex, posterior thigh, all the way to the ankle and foot. However, the neck pain is not reported radiating continuously, but rarely. The patient also reports of ongoing headaches. His previous MRIs have shown that he's got a bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 with moderate spinal stenosis and bilateral neuroforamina narrowing. In the cervical spine, patient has an evidence of prior surgery with laminectomy at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, but and also herniated disc at C5-6, C6-7, and also bulging disc at C7-T1 with evidence of surgery throughout. The patient has reported that the epidural injection in the lumbar spine has really helped him a lot. The MRI for the left shoulder does show that there is a superior labrum tear, slab type 2, in the anterior labrum, and supraspinatus tendon with the 75% partial underface tear, and arthritis of AC joint, and small joint effusion of the intra-articular shoulder. So the patient is undergoing a procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection today, and also the left shoulder intra-articular injection and supraspinatus tendon injection. He is being provided with IV anesthesia. The procedure is already according to the template. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure 130 over 65, pulse of 77, pulse ox 100. The rest of the physical finding will remain the same as previous visit of 1/8/2024, dictation number 0116-018. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the patient with the medications that he has been put on: Celebrex, Flexeril, Protonix, Elavil, Xanax, Lyrica. He also reported that his pain medication is not doing a good job, and he requested a stronger pain medication besides Tylenol, codeine. But he's being provided with Tylenol, codeine number 4. Every 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets are being provided today for his pain control. His maps and labs have been reviewed, new labs have been drawn. Regarding the procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection, it is being done according to the protocol for his bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 with the spinal canal stenosis and bilateral neuroforamina narrowing, and history of shooting pain to the buttocks and the legs all the way off and on, along with severe lower back pain. This is the injection fifth in the series to bring him relief, improve the ADL, and decrease the need for surgery, and decrease the need for pain medication. The next procedure was intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and injection of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. These injections have been done to help with the supralabral tear, as shown in the MRI. Slab type 2, and also supraspinatus tendon 75% undersurface tear, and AC joint arthritis, and effusion of the shoulder joint. The injection was again done according to the protocol, and patient tolerated the procedure very well. Patient was also given an injection to the right shoulder, where there is a 50% tear of the undersurface of supraspinatus tendon, anterior labrum tear, and arthritic changes the humeral head, and an injection to the supraspinatus tendon was also given, same as with the protocol. Thank you. Patient reported complete relief in pain.